This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Made a surprise visit and did a 20-minute set. And I saw the video of when he got on stage. He had a standing ovation upon the entrance, which was the case when we saw him at Sidesplitters as well. I've never seen someone get a standing ovation when they walk into a room. You know, Usually it's when they finish. But people were very excited to see him. But, Will, there's actually more on that story?
What happened was people are still very upset. At Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Yes. I've seen even some local comedians around here that are saying that he should never perform again. He should just leave entirely because of what he did.
Before we get into that, I mean, you're familiar with what he did, the whole masturbating thing. How do you feel about it? Like, do you feel like he's a creep? Is he a criminal? Should he never perform again? Should he just, like, go into oblivion and we should just try to forget about him? Like, how do you feel about the whole thing?
That's a tough question. I feel what he did was wrong, but where do you draw the line? I don't feel like he should not be able to perform anymore. I feel like if you don't like him, don't see him.
Thank you.
Don't buy his product.
Right.
But there's still people who are going to be into him and still like him. And if he has a platform to present his work, he should be able to do that. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like he should be able to get off scot-free. I feel like there should be something
Some
done.
Road to redemption?
Yes.
Okay.
Because of what he did, what that is, I don't know.
Brad, can I ask you, though,
yeah.
When you say what he did, what did he do?
He, from my recollection, if I remember correctly, he asked if he could masturbate in front of two women, and they said yes, and then he did it.
Right. So I tiptoe around this because obviously people are very sensitive about it.
I know, it's a very sensitive subject.
But can we be honest at this point? He didn't do anything wrong. He asked permission and the woman said yes.
He did, but he was in a position of power too. So that thing plays a.
They keep saying that. And okay, if that's the way it is, okay. So I hope that the positive benefits that come from the Me Too stuff is that. Women, please, if you don't want that to happen, say no. And at that point, if it continues after you say no, then we have the problem. And that's when the law needs to be involved. Mm-hmm.
No,
right?
I agree.
So, I mean, and how long is this going to go on? Like, you can give him the benefit of the doubt again, like, oh, well, he was in a position of power and he didn't feel comfortable saying no. But what do you want? I mean, what do you want?
Because
again, like, where do you want to go from here? Hey, can I do this in front of you?
Yeah,
yes.
It's very slippery. It's weird because, like you said, I mean, they said yes.
Right. It's an impossible standard at that point.
And even though they didn't want to, and they couldn't communicate.
Yeah, they felt pressure.
Yeah. Yeah,
but here's the thing, though. It's funny because the morality, the ethics of the action doesn't lie in the action, but it lies in their reaction that they didn't voice, right? So if they happen to be into that sort of thing and he asked and they did it and they were like, great, this is a great time, no crime.
Yeah.
Everything right. would have been fine. But because they secretly were like, this is kind of gross, but I feel obligated to because he's the headliner, he's in a position of power, then it becomes wrong. So you have to ask yourself, is it really the action that is wrong? Or is it the fact that they didn't respond to it in a way that they probably should have? They should have voiced and said,
right.
not okay. Which, again, we're all learning as a society. You can say
you
no,
can.
Ladies
please
and
do.
Men. You
can't
say no.
Please do. Yeah. If you're not comfortable with something, please do. And I hope that's what the positive that comes out of this whole thing, because I'm sorry, but that's an impossible standard for men to live up to. If you ask if you can do something, that's asking consent. That's what the whole issue is.
Yeah.
And then you say yes, well, okay. I mean, what do you want us to do? Just not look at you? You don't want that either. You know, ladies, we have to have some sort of communication here. And if you say no, then that's when it becomes the problem. And he's going to be paying for this, it seems like, forever.
Yeah.
You know, because I had a – it's so tough because I was talking to a lady friend of mine, and she was saying she was under the impression that he forcefully did this. And I had to go –
That's just misinformation,
Right. I had to look it up, and then I went, no. You know, and I told her, and then she goes, oh, well, he still shouldn't have done that. Okay. You know, but, you know, he did ask.
He got
I didn't even know that he asked. Like, I felt like that was buried in the information because what I remember originally is that he didn't ask. He just did it. And then the women didn't feel like they could leave. Yeah. But then when I further dug in, actually Will brought it up. He's like, no, he vocally said, and I guess the women corroborated that he did in fact ask, can I do this? And they said yes or didn't say no. I don't know. And he proceeded to do it. And then years later, we're like, I felt uncomfortable. Of course, leave. Like, I hate to listen. It's an uncomfortable situation, and I've been in uncomfortable situations with people of authority before in a different market, not here, but it was radio related, where I got myself in a situation. I wasn't like at my house or at a home. It was like at a bar, but I felt like uncomfortable and pressure, and a person of authority was, you know, touching me on the small of my back. He was married, all this sort of stuff, and was getting way too drunk and was asking if he could come over to my house because he was too drunk to drive. And I even felt pressure, like, should I not let this guy drive? Yeah. Like, because what if he kills someone? Like, is that blood on my hands? And at that point, I just felt like, I was like, I can't deal with this. He's a grown-ass man. Mm-hmm. I got to leave. And so I just said, I have to go.
And that's
goodbye.
What you had to
and I left. And did I feel pressure to hook up with him? No, but I also felt like this is going to be weird tomorrow. It's going to be weird no matter what. I ended up seeing him 12 hours later at work the next day, and I just went along with the strategy of pretending like this never happened. You know, there was no kissing or anything, but he was getting too close, and he was getting handsy, and I didn't really – and he was definitely in a position of power, and I felt like he had, like, abused my trust because – I would meet with him regularly, and I really liked him. He was a mentor to me. He was actually a big part of the reason why I'm here today, I feel like, which is weird to say, but he encouraged me to keep going, and I trusted him, and I would ask his advice. And I mean, when I was just an intern and not even really employed in Detroit, and he was one of the program directors there, and he said to me, like, listen, you got something, don't give up on it. Like, keep trying. He's like, and he was helping me with, like, sending my demos to people, introducing me to other people that were in the business. So he was a good resource, and I liked him as a person. He was, like, fun to talk to. But when this happened, it ruined everything, you know? So, but I didn't hook up with him.
But you, I mean, you learn from that experience, and, you know, I hope you know, and any other lady out there, that you can say no to this stuff. Do not feel pressured to do something that you don't want to do.
And this was back in, like, 2015, you know, so this was before the Me Too thing. I mean, still, you know, it wasn't as crazy as it is now, but, I mean, I felt very uncomfortable and got myself out of that situation. But I even felt guilty because of the whole driving drunk thing. Like, he drove home drunk,
that's him.
I know.
You
of course,
you're not responsible.
Absolutely,
for that.
And that's what I told myself. But I was like, I can't have this man, this married man who I work with at my house. That's not happening.
No.
So I just booked it. I left. Nothing was ever spoken of. He never apologized. I never mentioned it, and we just pretended like the whole thing never happened.
It's like, you know, sometimes too, you have to give people the opportunity to make mistakes. Sometimes people don't know, and this guy was being a piece of crap and cheating on his wife. But
basically.
But he obviously liked you.
And I was not a child, you know. I was a grown-ass 28-year-old woman.
And, you know, shooters got to shoot sometimes.
Yeah.
And he missed big time and whiffed.
He shouldn't have shot. He should have.
I mean, just because he's married. Sure. If he was a single man, it might be a different story.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to give opportunity to miss sometimes.
Yeah, and
otherwise,
I mean,
you'll never know certain things.
Of course, and it's not, you know, this wasn't like he assaulted me or held me down or didn't let me go. I mean, he was kind of trying to pressure me to stay because he, you know, wanted to keep trying.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he was drunk and he was just being, you know, an a-hole. But I walked away from it. I didn't feel like I was abused. I didn't need therapy. You know, I'm a strong-willed person. Like, I don't. I get the sort of, this is weird to say, but like, I also don't want people to think that like women are just like weak-minded, and if someone makes a pass that we don't like, that we're somehow going to be broken by
right.
it.
Yeah,
you know
right.
what I mean? Like,
it takes away.
Yeah, you're like, okay, that was gross, but I'm fine. I've seen a penis before. Like, yeah. I watch porn. I've like, you know,
it takes away women's agency. Like, they're helpless creatures that need right. to be defended, like, but then they also want to be strong, independent women. So yeah. it's like, you can't. Again, you can't have both. You have to pick one or the other.
Well, again, it's a spectrum, because obviously, if we're talking just about strength, obviously, like, you can't just let it go if someone is holding you down and you can't fight them off.
And yeah. that's a crime
sure,
in, our,
sure,
in our culture.
Sure,
yeah.
Right. But in terms of, like, being persuaded or being pressured into something, just not with any sort of physical force, but just, like, you felt peer pressure or pressure by a boss or something like that, like, you can friggin' jet. You don't have
yes.
to stay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're not going to be, your ladies, you're not going to be broken by it. You can just be like, ooh, that was weird
gross.
And gross, and
yeah.
you have to take a shower, but it'll be fine. Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
So. Like, I think the whole situation with him, it's an interesting one, because like he did ask, and they did say yes, and they the whole thing of like, yeah, he was in a position of power, but it's not like he's like, hey, if you don't let me do this, then you
right.
won't work. And there's always saying, well, it was implied, but was it?
Yeah, how
yeah.
do you know
how
it's implied?
You can't,
right.
It's
an impossible
exactly.
measure
yeah.
to live up
yeah.
to, because you're just inserting meaning into what he said. Like, he never said that. He
yeah.
never, you know, you can take away what you want from any situation, I guess, but it doesn't mean you're right. And I just,
like,
you have to give people the, is it guilty beyond a reasonable doubt? And sorry, from the evidence that's provided, from the women's own testimony, no.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, like to, like, kind of range it, but like, as far as sexual assault, this is the like the most least sexual assault thing.
It's
that
not even assault.
Yeah,
I yeah
like I don't even know what you call
it's
it.
Just
you know
being
what I mean?
It's him being a creep and
yeah.
being in a weird stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't even. You know what? Now,
but that's not even a bad thing. You can be a creep.
Into kinky
you
stuff.
Can.
Yeah.
Like, if you ask and they say
exactly.
yes, like, I don't even think. I used to think it was creepy. I don't even think it's creepy. I've heard of way worse stuff
oh,
before.
God, yeah.
You know, like, so. I don't know. Now I feel like it's even more benign than I originally thought.